Hey everyone, welcome to DC Practice Growth Podcast. And I'm going to be teaching or at least covering a topic today that without a shadow of a doubt is the single quickest way for you to increase profits within the next 4 weeks. Within the next 4 weeks, the single biggest increase in profit you'll ever have in your practice is exactly what I'm going to be talking about in this podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to DC Practice Growth Podcast. I'm going to be talking about how to raise prices right now. And I truly believe it's the single quickest way for you to increase profits in your business. You know, I've been doing this for quite a few years now, running practices. If you don't know who I am, I'm a practice owner myself. We own, my business partner, I own 9 offices. We turn over in excess of £5 million every single year. We generate over 10,000 new patients every single year. I'm in the game. I do what I teach is simply what I do. I'm surprised how many consultants don't actually make money in the thing they consult in. I'm in the game. But I also have this amazing blessing of not only having this incredible testing ground, which is my own practices, but I also work with hundreds of practice owners across the world now in their practices at different levels. Some people are very deep level with me and they meet quarterly with me in groups, and other people in my inner circle group, etc. I also do the marketing for practices all over the world. So we have a done-for-you service. And that kind of culmination of that group knowledge is just teaching the stuff that's working right now in the marketplace. Now, when people come to me and they ask, how can I grow my practice? Because I started working with business owners, not just chiropractors, business owners one-on-one. And there's a couple strategies that are my go-to strategies, the things that help them grow the fastest. Let's say I don't know them all that well. Let's say they've got many blockages in the business, which we've all got, by the way, you, me, and everyone included, we've all got these challenges. I know that one of the single quickest ways I can help them increase their financial wealth, their service, their abundance, is to raise their prices. Without a shadow of a doubt, the look that I am given or I'm faced from a prospect or somebody I'm trying to help when I say to them, the quickest way you can increase the profits in your business is to raise your prices, is one of fear, horror, and shock. So I think that the easiest way for me to address the following topic is to first give you some, let's go in the background of why there's so much fear around raising prices. Also give you the context that now I've helped so many practices raise their prices substantially, and I'll give you those examples in a moment, that I even know what you can expect on the ground. And I'll even give you a statistic that will decrease the fear around it. So first of all, why do people fear raising their prices? It comes down to a fundamental, deep-seated fear, a survival strategy that we're all faced with. And that is almost all fear boils down to fear of loss or fear of people leaving you. Almost all fear in this context comes down to fear of loss. When I first started coaching people, I kind of knew that. And then I also knew that what a new thing for me was that fear of success was right up there with fear of loss. But after much coaching and working with thousands of practices now, I actually fundamentally understood that even fear of success is a different form of fear of loss, because you just fear that you're going to lose it again. That's what happens when I speak to anyone about raising their prices. So when you're given the opportunity to raise your prices, or when I first work with someone to say, raise your prices, fear kicks in. Number one, a couple things come up for practice owners. Number one is, we can't possibly raise our prices, we just have. Not true. We raised our prices every single month for 6 months in one of my practices until the marketplace gave us the feedback that we were okay where we were. Every single month for 6 months, remember that. Next is, I can't possibly raise my prices, I'm already the most expensive. Fundamental flaw in that thinking is, you absolutely do not want to be, or, by the way, I can't raise my prices, I'm already the most expensive, or everybody else charges, finish that sentence. one and the same thing. You absolutely don't want to be the cheapest. If you're watching this right now and you're even remotely close to the same or the cheapest, you have to raise your prices. You have to raise your prices, okay? There are people in the marketplace, by the way, the people you want to work with, that will only choose you because you're the most expensive. The people that don't want to choose you because you're the most expensive are typically not the people you want to work with anyway, right? Having segued into that section, it's handy for you to know that you shouldn't have prices on your website anyway. Let me say that again. This is not the topic of this conversation, but it's all related. If this is the first time you've heard me, I've got another podcast. I'll get them to put it in the show notes that specifically talks about what you should and shouldn't have on a website. Number one is, today, phone your webmaster, take all prices off your website, and instead put a price inquiry on your website. Changes the game. If you take your prices off your website, immediately you stop people from shopping, right? You don't play in the Amazon game. Amazon's created the shopping culture. Well, I'm going to phone this guy, I'm going to look at this guy, I'm going to look at this guy, I'm going to look at this guy to see who's the cheapest price. So I don't even play that game. Take your prices off your website. It's the number one thing I teach people, and you'll be so surprised how many people fill in that form for a price inquiry. It's not the topic for today, but if they fill in a form for price inquiry, you know they are a hot lead. Okay, so the first thing is people can't raise their prices because in some way, shape, or form, they've just done it recently. Another one is they can't possibly raise their prices because everyone else charges whatever it is, or they're already the most expensive. You absolutely want to be the most expensive or near enough to it. You cannot afford to be even closely, remotely the same as everybody else or the cheapest. So those are the two big things, the objections I get to raising prices. I've already done it. Or everyone else is the same. But the real reason that any of those are even mentioned is fundamentally because people believe that practice members will leave if they raise their prices. Two strategies I'm going to teach you now. If you want to what I call limp in, which I don't suggest, you can just raise prices for new practice members, okay? And that often negates the fear. I'm not recommending that because the fear is irrational. It is never, the fear is bigger in our heads than it actually is in the practices. I've never seen it actually translate into people leaving. I'm gonna give you the statistics in a moment. Okay, so we feel that by raising prices, we're going to alienate ourselves and practice members are gonna leave. Here's my experience of helping hundreds of practices raise their prices now. In all the time I've helped practice owners raise their prices by as much as 20% in a single go. I'll give you some figures. Someone might be charging $50 an adjustment and immediately go to $70 an adjustment by 20. Whether they're charging £30 an adjustment and go to £50 an adjustment. Doesn't matter the price rise. Let me say that again. It doesn't matter the price rise. I've never seen more than this many people leave. I've never had anyone put up more than one hand. In fact, I would halve that, and I've almost never seen anyone put up as many as that. Individual customers leave. Here's another surprising fact for you. It doesn't matter what the price rise is, and it doesn't matter what the volume is. So there may be a 500 a week practice, and I still have never seen anyone say more than this much leave. Now, why is that interesting? Because it doesn't matter if people leave, by the way, because another interesting statistic for you is that if you raise your prices by 10%, you need 20% of your customers to leave, factoring referrals and new patients and all those type of things. It's roughly 20% of the customers to leave, and you'll still be break even if you raise your prices by 10 to 15%. That means that's never happened in the history of mankind. If you're 300 a week practice, then you need 20% of your customers, up to 60 customers or 60 visits per week to leave, and you'll still be break even because of the raise in revenue by raising 10 to 15%. Roughly speaking, that is the math on it. Often that decreases the fear around it because no one has ever seen that many people leave in the history of raising prices ever. So the only thing that ever happens is when you raise your prices is you actually see more people, you have more revenue, and because of that, you can spend more money on advertising to serve more people, so you get busier. It's the only thing that ever happens, and ultimately, we're in business, so we want bank accounts to grow. That's the only thing that ever happens. So as a consultant, I want to hack it to help people grow fast. This is the easiest way I can do it. is raise your prices. Now, how do we do it? How do we do it? My suggestion is a few steps. When you build up the courage to raise your prices, do it for the entire database. I would normally give the customers about a 4 to 6 week notice. So the strategy we teach is to announce by the whole, make sure you have a nice meeting about it. You're going to put a sign at the front desk that says, attention all customers, all patients, please note that our prices are going to, or our fee is going to, and then state the new per visit adjustment fee and the date that the new fee is coming into effect. Now, here comes a magic line that will make you a ton of money and help the campaign. You'll do the record month you've had in your entire life if you listen to this strategy. And if it works for you, please get in touch with me and let me help you more. So this is a free strategy that's gonna help you have the record month you've ever had in your life. Trust me, I've never taught the strategy and someone has not done the record month ever in the history of their career with this strategy. So you put a sign up that says the price, attention all customers or patients, prices are going up to state the figure, on state the date, followed by this magic line. Please speak to the front desk about how you can lock in the current prices. Please speak to the front desk about how you can lock in the current prices or fees. Right, that's the whole strategy, about a 4 to 6 week notice period. Then in the 4 to 6 weeks, you give all your existing customers an opportunity to purchase the current care plans, or if you don't have care plans, you can make a care plan based on the current prices so they can buy a block in advance so they can lock in the current prices. You'll do more cash than you've ever done your entire life in that week, and you've reset going forward a new pricing structure for everyone. That's the entire strategy in its totality. The reason it works is this. It's the first time in your career you'll really see most practices hire people at the front desk or CAs at the front desk. And if you're watching this and you are a CA or a receptionist, take this with a pinch of salt, because it is the truth that most practices across the planet don't hire skilled salespeople at the front desk. Very little sales training goes in the front desk, by the way. Now, sales is a difficult, or it's a confrontational process for most people to handle. If you ask the general population if they like to be involved in sales, they'll say no. Yet we do very little screening of our front desk as to if they are okay, or if they've had experience with sales, or if they even want to be involved in sales. We normally tell them there's administration roles, there's connecting with customer roles, but who takes the money, who books the customers, who does the recalls? It's your front desk. That is sales 101. So a tip for you is to start filtering out new hires through a sales filter. Have you had experience and are you okay with sales? Now, taking that aside, it's one of the only times you'll ever see, and let's assume that most front desks are, let's say, lacking in sales skill. It's the only time you'll ever see your front desk sell quite as comfortably as this, because they're saving people money. And it's got a different feel to it for someone who's not a skilled salesperson. They will go out of their way to speak to customers about, hey, did you hear we're raising our prices? Let me speak to you about how you can lock in the old prices. It's one of the greatest strategies and the simplest ways to increase the revenue in your practice in a short space of time. So in this time I have in this podcast, direct to Cramer, teaching you a strategy, which is not always what I do in these podcasts. We have more 30,000 foot view conversations about how you can grow your practice, how you can triple your practice. We've had people grow their practice by $500,000, by $1 million. We've had people quadruple their practice working with me. And this is one of the strategies that got them there. So hopefully in this, you've understood why and the irrationality around raising fears, price around raising prices. Price elasticity is way more vague than you may think. And when you're involved in business growth and sales growth, as long as I have been involved, there are countless studies showing how, for instance, a unit sold at $24 sold better at $74 than at $24. More units sold at $74 than $24, same product. There are even examples of a product being sold for $195, and the business coach said, I want you to put a one in front of it and sell it for $1,195. And more units, units were sold at $1,195, then $195, same product. So you've got to take that strategy and that understanding into your business and understand, A, raising prices never makes people leave, ever, if it's done correctly. I've never seen people leave even if it's done incorrectly. So you have to segue that, take that and understand that's irrational fear, protective mechanism that you've been built with to protect the current status quo. It's irrational. I've never seen more than this many people leave. The strategy is pretty simple. 6-week notice, follow the script, I promise you'll work. And then what'll happen is not only will you have better quality of new patients coming through because hopefully they'll spend more on the new patient examination, but even we've even seen quantity increase because all of a sudden you become the most expensive or the sought after person in the area. So your top clients, you want them to seek you out because you're the most expensive. Certain customers will only choose you because you're more expensive than the other person. Those are the customers you want to work with. But if you follow the strategy and take the price of your website, it'll be a moot point anyway. I hope this podcast was helpful. Please comment in the comment section now. If you're watching for the first time my podcast, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can see my other strategies that I'm teaching you for free. I just want to help you grow your practice. And hopefully if I do that, you can come on board to one of my masterminds, etc. Also, if you haven't got one of my books, it's free. You just pay for shipping. New Patient Avalanche. I got an updated New Patient Avalanche for the new economy coming out right now. Please go find it. Go download it. We'll ship it to your house. We've also got two other books for free coming out. One on how to do an effective day one, day two, and one on how to do effective talks in your business to grow your business through talks with the world opening up. Keep an eye out for those launches. I hope it was helpful. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you click like and comment in the comment section if you enjoyed this video. See you soon.